In this room, you will be able to see four panels along the walls, illustrating the different construction phases of Palazzo d'Accursio up to how the building appears today. On the left, you will find the reconstruction of the ancient Palazzo della Biada, which was built at the end of the 13th century on the remains of the house with the tower of the jurist Accursio da Bagnolo. As you can notice, the tower was kept from the pre-existing building, while a portico overlooking the square was built on the ground floor. In the next panel, you can instead see the transformation that took place in 1336, when the building became the seat of the magistracy of the elder consuls, anziani consuli. The tower remained, while the portico facing the main square was closed. The next two panels show the building in 1340, during the rule of Taddeo Pepoli, and in 1365, during the government of the Cardinal Legate Andrea della Roche, respectively. It can be noticed in both graphical representations how the building's construction trend developed on the northern side, gradually approaching Via Ugobassi. Two further panels follow, dedicated to the first half of the 15th century, when the building definitely assumed the role of apostolic building. The interventions on the facade and the coat of honor by the famous architect Fioravante Fioravanti date back to 1425, while the architectural complex reached the current perimeter during the pontificate of Eugene IV in 1436. The tour ends with the last two panels illustrating the works that took place during the 16th century, in particular during the pontificate of Julius II and Gregory XIII. It is precisely during the government of the latter that the building came to its current appearance, with the exception of the important and radical restorations that took place between the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, carried out first by Raffaele Faccioli and then by Alfonso Rubbiani, which were aimed at restoring the medieval appearance of the entire building. In the same room, you will also find six drapes describing the chronicle of the clock tower. As you may have noticed, the tower, despite having undergone changes over the centuries, has nevertheless been the constant architectural element that has characterized the building since its foundation. It was in 1451 that it became a bell tower with the installation of the first mechanical clock connected to a bell that marked the passing of the hours for the local population. Following a violent fire, which occurred in 1492 due to the firing of fireworks on the occasion of the celebrations for the coronation of Pope Alexander VI, the tower underwent an extensive renovation, which ended in 1498. The octagonal lantern was added on this occasion, bringing the tower to an altitude of 36 meters in height. In 1774, due to the insertion of the new clock by Rinaldo Gandolfi, which is still working today, restoration and consolidation work was carried out by the Bolognese architect Francesco Tadolini on the entire structure of the tower. Now proceed by climbing up the stairs.